At the end of Parashat Beshalach, we have the account of the war with Amalek. At the end of the war, so Hashem says to Moshe, "Zod zikaron b'sefer v'sim ba'znei Yoshua ki mecho'em cho'ad zecher Amalek mitachat ha'shamayim." Hashem tells Moshe that we're going to wipe out Amalek from under the skies. Ve'even Moshe mizbech v'grash shmo Hashem Nisi, and Moshe makes an altar and he calls it Hashem Nisi. God is my miracle. God is my salvation. Ve'yomer, and he said, ki yad al kes ya milchama l'Adonai ba'Amalek midor dor. And he said, the hand is on the heavenly seat of the chair of God, the throne of God, the war against Amalek, every generation. But the strange thing about this pasuk, about this version in the Hebrew, is the word throne or chair, kisei, it only says kes. It's missing a letter, the aleph. And God's name, instead of yud ke vav ke, is only yud ke. It's only two letters, the yud and the hey. It's missing the second part. The question is why? So the two main words, the throne of God, is insufficient. It's incomplete. It's incomplete here. And the answer is because as long as Amalek is, this is what the Gemara says, as long as Amalek lives, God's name on this earth can never be complete. So until then, it's always Yad al Kes Yah. Milchama l'Adonai ba'Amalek midor dor. It is always half of Hashem's name. In other words, Hashem is there, His presence is here, but there's still something missing. The throne needs to be complete, and that will only be when there will be no more Amalek. Based on this verse, Rav Moshe says a very beautiful ethical thought. Taking from a different Gemara, where it says that between man and wife, Ish v'isha, so in the word Ish, there's the Yud, and in the word Isha, there's a Hey. The Yud and the Hey together make God's name. The Gemara says, when man and wife are together, when there's love and peace in the house, then God's name is with them. God's presence is there. The Yud and the Hey makes up Hashem's name. Man and woman together, if there's love between them, that makes Hashem's name in their house and in the world. So Rav Moshe asks, so why isn't it Yud Kei Vav Kei? It should be the whole name. Why the half name? So based on this Gemara about Amalek, he learns this ethical point, and he says that even for husband and wife, the godliness between them, that's only half the way. The rest they have to do. God gives them the potential to be together. Yes, my presence is here, I'm together with you. But it's now up to you to continue it, to make it happen. He gives us the potential by becoming a couple, a loving couple, but still, we still have to have good midot, good quality traits. We have to speak respectfully to each other and treat each other with respect and consideration. Shabbat Shalom.